Democrat Sherry Bustos from East Moline was first elected in 2012 when she defeated one-term Republican and Tea Party member Bobby Schilling. 2 years later in a rematch, she defeated Schilling again. Both Republicans say they originally got in the race when they worried no one else would oppose her. Jack Baccarosa from Milan is retired after working at the Rock Island Arsenal as a mechanical engineer for 42 years, while Patrick Harlan, who lives in Galesburg, is still working as a truck driver. Baccarosa has volunteered for various Republican candidates in the Quad Cities area and once served on a school board.
I guess the reason I decided to run was it just seemed like we would elect people, go to Washington, and they either didn't get anything done or they didn't do what we wanted. And I thought, well, let me give a shot at it and see. You know, I don't have any lobbyists that I have to worry about to, you know, vote for things the way they would want you to. I'm retired and I'm doing fine. I don't need the job, but I want the job.
And not surprisingly, he wants to protect the Rock Island Arsenal and its thousands of jobs.
You know, I worked there at the Arsenal on the island for 42 years, never missed a paycheck. They're very good to me, and I'm trying to pay them back. And what I want to do is defend, protect, preserve, and perhaps, I do want to enhance the Arsenal, the employment. When the current incumbent took office, it was around 9,000, and we're down to roughly 6,000 people. And I'd like to get a 50% increase in that 6,000, get us back up to 9,000.
He also thinks the former Savannah Army Depot could be put to better use. Thousands of currently unused acres could host an ethanol plant or even a nuclear power plant. Harlan joined the Knox County Tea Party in 2013 and is now its president.
And since I've been active, we hosted a law enforcement appreciation picnic during the time of the disrespect that's been going on for the lawlessness in the nations. We've also just tried to keep everybody informed on what's coming through as far as taxes goes and new legislation is trying to be passed.
Now delivering fuel for Casey's General Stores in Illinois, he calls himself a typical blue-collar working-class man. In the past, he belonged to two national labor unions while working for two major employers in Galesburg.
Obamacare, I believe, in the destruction on the workforce. Even union reps or union presidents have been out there saying that Obamacare destroyed the 40-hour work week. And so it took the rights away from the doctors and the patients. And Obamacare, I believe, is in a situation where they get to choose who lives and who dies, and that's not the way the system's supposed to be. I believe in free markets.
And on his website, Harlan says, quote, "I've lost my home during hard times and lost all hope that things will get better. I'm tired of politics keeping good, hard-working families down." Illinois' 17th Congressional District covers all or part of 13 counties and includes the Quad Cities, Canton, Freeport, Galesburg, Kewaunee, Peoria, Rockford, Pekin, and Sterling. I'm Herb Tricks.